Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Nick, good morning, my friend.
Hey.
Nick.
How we doing, guys?
We are well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, I wish the weather were a little warmer, but otherwise doing well here on this Thursday. Great sports weekend ahead. Absolutely love it.
It's going to be warm in Vegas on Sunday. We can't wait because we have a showdown. The 2-8 Browns and the 2-8 Raiders.
Dun, 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 dun.
Here we go, Nick.
I'll tell you what. As far as like 2-8 versus 2-8, is this like the most interested anyone's ever been in a matchup of two teams this bad this late in the season? Like, this is legitimately, like, I can't wait for this game. I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a spectacle, obviously, with Shedeur Sanders starting. Now, the Raiders are 4-point favorites at home. The total of the game is 36. So, I'll be honest,
36.
Right?
36, ooh.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I get it. I've seen it.
Did you watch the Raiders on Monday night?
And I've watched the Browns all season.
Just like, you know. It doesn't have to turn out this way, and I know, like, the Browns fans that listen to your guys' show, you guys are very sensitive, and I'm just saying, it's a little sensitive about Shedeur. I understand.
You think?
I would say to people, think about, it doesn't have to turn out this way, right? Look at what the Raiders did on Monday night. They were an absolute embarrassment against the Dallas Cowboys.
It was really bad.
It was like, to the point that I came on the air on my show on Tuesday and said the Raiders need to fire Pete Carroll, and I didn't get one dissenting message or anyone disagreeing with that thought. It's crazy, right? And I think I'm right about that. So on Monday, in the afternoon, the point spread of this game was Raiders -3. And I said on the air, because the report came down that Gabriel was in concussion protocol, Shedeur might start. I was like, look, like, I think you kind of have to bet the Raiders now if you like the Raiders in the game. Almost no matter what happens tonight, meaning Monday night. The Raiders were an embarrassment on Monday night. And lo and behold, they're more of a favorite after that game than they were before the game, because Shedeur got announced as the quarterback. Which does, so Browns fans, like, please listen to what I'm saying right now. That does not mean that Shedeur can't play well. The Raiders' defense is absolutely terrible. So if there were a game that Shedeur could play well in, it would be this one. And at current prices, right, with the Raiders being a 4-point favorite, I would actually never bet the Raiders at this number. Not with how bad their offensive line is and with Myles Garrett and Mason Graham and company rushing the passer. So I actually think the only bet to be made right now is on the Browns. I did bet the Raiders on Monday, though. I have Raiders -3. So that's how I'm choosing to bet the game. And I will pay to see Shedeur Sanders beat me. I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm just saying, like, I'm willing to bet against it happening.
Is there a lot of money going on this game? I mean, like, if you're looking at all the games for this weekend, do you think people are like, ooh, got to get into that? Or is it, I mean, I know there's parlay money and there's all this other stuff, but, like, just looking at that game, like, do you think people are in on that?
It's an NFL game, so, like,
right,
like,
I get it. Yeah.
People could, well, I would say, like, you know, to the casual viewer, right? If I put casual sports fan, Browns Raiders in front of you and Jaguars Cardinals in front of you, which game are you more likely to put or Falcons Saints?
Browns Raiders.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it even close?
No, it's not even close. Because the Raiders are an interesting watch in and of themselves with Genty and Bowers and what the heck Geno Smith might do.
Yeah, I think the game's going to be a spectacle. I would not be surprised. So again, like, and people say, well, like, you play both sides. It's like, no, like, I just, there's no such thing as a sure thing. I'm telling you where I'm betting my money. But would it be incredibly surprising if in this matchup, like, against this, the Raiders are horrible, that Shadur looks okay? I wouldn't be surprised. I have bet the other side, but, like, it would not be a legitimate stunner if Shadur played okay in the game. I don't think he will, but it would not be a legitimate stunner if he did, given the competition. It's not like they're on the road at the Eagles. Like, he's going to play poorly in that game. Like, the Raiders, he could maybe play well against.
So I would think over-unders when it comes to Shadur might be getting some attention.
Well, I think, you know, the fun thing about over-unders is, you know, you can certainly construct a scenario where Shadur does nothing in the game and the Browns can't do anything against the Raiders' defense. Or you could construct a scenario where Shadur throws a couple picks or loses a couple fumbles in plus territory, and they're able to convert short fields. And on the flip side, you have a quarterback in Geno Smith that loves throwing interceptions and putting the ball on the ground, and the offensive line stinks, and here comes Myles Garrett.
He loves it.
Yeah, like I'm not betting the total in this game. I'm just like, there's definitely an avenue for it to go over, and it's the quarterbacks both turning it over a lot.
It's interesting. I'm just looking at the coverage map for this weekend's game, and obviously it's just you're kind of there's a little bit of maybe is that Utah? No, it isn't Utah. What is it? I don't even know.
Well, the problem is that like Eagles Cowboys is in that window.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, like that's an NFC game, but that's going to get the lion's share of the attention on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
Browns Raiders is going to be second though.
Off the coverage map, I'm kind of looking at it. I who knows. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? When you look at Shadur Sanders,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
It's like, what can you kind of expect this week compared to last week?
Yeah, like knowing, he's probably gonna take a lot of sacks.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I feel pretty confident in. Now look, like
that's it.
We had Brian Baldinger on the show yesterday, mm-hmm. and I know he comes on, I don't know if he comes on with you guys, but he comes on a ton of Odyssey stations, right?
Right. Yes.
And he was a little bullish on Shadur, and his thing was basically, and look, it's a totally fair argument to construct, is that he's got no first team reps all season. He gets thrown like to the wolves against the Ravens, like mid game. Like now he's going to get a full week of starters reps under the belt going against a way worse defense. Where like I can keep saying it. The Raiders suck. Like they have like one good player on defense and it's Max Crosby. And they're 2-8. So it's like he's not impacting things that much. It's like Myles Garrett. Like Garrett's a great player, the Browns are 2-8.
Yeah.
Crosby's a great player, the Raiders are 2-8. So like would it be like could Judy have a nice game? Could Fannin have a nice game? Yes. I would like to, my opinion, just like, and I can have an opinion, just like anybody else can. My opinion is I would like to see Shadur do it first before I believe it's going to happen. I am betting against it happening for Shadur Sanders this week.
Nick Costos joining us, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. What's happened to Super Bowl odds with the Patriots and the Broncos sitting on top of things with, what, records of 9-2? How have things moved in that area?
So there are two favorites, and I really agree with this, and I talked about this on You Better You Bet earlier in the week. I don't know if the way to do this is to bet the NFC to win the Super Bowl. I think the Rams and the Eagles, those are the two favorites right now, the co-favorites to win the Super Bowl. I do think those are the two best teams and the two teams most likely to win the Super Bowl.
I like the Rams.
Yeah, I like the Eagles, but you can certainly make a case for the Rams. I think the only AFC team, and I can get to directly answering your question in a second, but I think this is a fun way to frame it. Let's take Indy, and let's say the Colts make the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say the Patriots make the Super Bowl. The Broncos make the Super Bowl. I don't think Buffalo can ever win the Super Bowl because I think their defense isn't good enough, and the Ravens are way too inconsistent for me. If any of those teams make it and have to play like Philly or the Rams, I think Philly or the Rams beat all those teams. The only team in the AFC that I think has the upside to beat one of those elite NFC teams is Kansas City. But the Chiefs are 5-5, and like, to be fair, like, they keep losing. So at what point am I going to give it up, and is the betting market going to give it up on the Chiefs? The answer is not now. Kansas City is tied for the second odds on the board to win the Super Bowl at 5-5.
At 5-5.
So the Rams and the Eagles are the co-favorites. Yep. The Bills and the Chiefs are second at +850. The next AFC team is Indy, followed by Baltimore. Denver's at 15. The Patriots are at 16. Now, you have to remember just something about betting the Super Bowl. Like, the question is not, can they get there? Now they have to win it. They have to win the Super Bowl. I think the Patriots are 0 to win. I think the Broncos are 0 to win. The Ravens and Bills, they have Lamar and Josh, so you can't say they're 0, but I think they're close to 0. I think the Chiefs are the only, I think the Colts are 0 with Daniel Jones. I think the Chiefs are the only AFC team that I would like to beat one of the elite teams of the NFC, and I would choose to go to war with the Philadelphia Eagles. But just so, you know, to answer the question, the betting market sees Kansas City keep losing and keeps doing like the shrug emoji. Like, okay, great. They're 5-5. Like, we still think they're the best team. At 5-5, they're tied for the second odds to win the Super Bowl.
All right, let me ask you one really quick question and we're going to let you go. When you look at the Browns, who are 0-5 on the road, do you look at them almost like it's a roulette table where you're like, oh, look at the roulette table. Everything's hitting black. Everything's hitting black. Everything's hitting red. Everything's, you know what I'm saying? When you see that 0-5, In a away situation or even a home situation, like, does that get your juices flowing? You know what I'm saying? I look at that and I'm like, oh man, they can't win on the road, man. That, I don't know. You're looking at it.
Well, I think a couple things to get. You always have to consider context, right? Like,
right.
Who have they played on the road? So their 5 road losses this year at Baltimore, like, okay, like, totally permissible loss. At Detroit, one of the best teams in the league. Hmm? At Pittsburgh, like, tough to win at Pittsburgh. Like, the Steelers
especially
are better
for us,
than the Browns.
Yeah.
Like, at the Patriots, who are pretty good this year, obviously, and they lost at the Jets, but I mean, like, you guys all, that's a wonky game with the Jets with the two returns,
yep,
like, touchdowns. So, I mean, like, yes, they're 0-5 on the road, but I don't know, like, it feels like a lot of those teams are good, and then they lost a fluky game to the Jets, so I don't necessarily put a ton of stock into that. And I'll just repeat, just on the Browns overall, like, I actually think, like, this season is a success for Cleveland. So many of the young players are good. Like, how good is Schlesinger? Like, he's fabulous, right?
Rookie of the year,
like, he's going to be an all-pro. Like, Fannin's good. Like, Mason Graham's good. This is exactly what you wanted this season to be if you're
Judkins.
A Browns fan.
Judkins
is good. I forgot about him. Like, the Browns were never going to the playoffs this year. And I was consistent in the offseason with you guys. Like, the quarterback of the future is not on the roster. Like, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders are not going to be the long-term starters for this team. Like, they could be backups, and that's fine. And now you've set yourself up with multiple first-round picks in next year's draft, like, a good young nucleus of players, and now you can go get your quarterback and really cook with gas next year. I actually think, like, this season is, like, a smashing success for the Cleveland Browns, even if the record doesn't show it.
Wow. Nick, a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Enjoy that 2-8 showdown.
Yeah, all like your listeners hate me because I'm anti-Shedeur. I just want to tell you guys, I love you guys.
Thank you. Wishing
everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all of your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.